are four guiding principles to watch our number of hospitalized COVID-19 patients, make sure they're diminishing, that we retain sufficient critical equipment, PPE, that we're able to test all citizens who might be symptomatic, and that we can track those who test positive. Given the trends moving in the right direction on all four fronts, I'm ready to announce the next steps. We have developed a five-stage roadmap, and that is with our collective efforts. Those efforts will help us reach the goal of having Indiana back on track by July 4th. This roadmap is subject to change. We're calling this stage, stage one. Since Monday, Hoosiers have been able to resume having elective medical procedures. Stage two will roll out over the next 3 weeks. Nearly all of Indiana will move to stage two this Monday, May 4th. Marion and Lake, our two most populous counties, may begin stage two on May 11th to ensure our new testing and contact tracing programs are up and running. Cass County, which recently had an outbreak, may start stage two on May 18th to make sure they don't overwhelm the area healthcare system. We must still protect the most vulnerable among us. That's why in stage two, Hoosiers 65 and over, and those with high-risk health conditions, should remain at home as much as possible. In stage two, we'll be easing restrictions. Although local governments may impose more local strict guidelines as those conditions dictate, we are lifting the essential travel restrictions and permitting social gatherings of up to 25 people following the CDC's social distancing guidelines. State government offices will begin to open for limited interaction with the public. In addition, the remaining manufacturers, industrial, and other infrastructure operations that had not been considered essential will also be able to open. Retail and commercial businesses will open at 50% capacity. Examples would include apparel and furniture, jewelry, and liquor stores that have been operating as curbside or delivery only. Shopping malls may open at 50% capacity, with indoor common areas restricted to 25% capacity. Restaurants and bars that serve food may open starting May 11th at 50% capacity, but bar seating will remain closed. Personal services such as hair salons and barber shops, nail salons, spas, and tattoo parlors also may open May 11th by appointment only and must follow social distancing guidelines. Those who work in office settings are encouraged to continue to work remotely whenever possible. In fact, if anyone can work from home, we encourage you to do so. Starting May 8th, for all 92 counties, Indiana Worship Services may also convene following specific social distancing guidelines. While those 65 and older and those at elevated risk will be asked to stay home, my preference, is that you continue virtual and outdoor services. And church leaders, we need you to keep your congregation safe. If health indicators remain positive, on May 24th, we'll move to stage three. Individuals at risk, including those over 65, may venture out cautiously. Those who can work remotely should continue to do so. Social gatherings of up to 100 people may occur. Retail stores and malls may move up to 75% of capacity. Movie theaters may open at 50% capacity. And mall common areas, such as food courts and sitting areas, may further open at 50% capacity. Playgrounds, tennis courts, basketball courts, pools, campgrounds, and gyms and fitness centers may open with restrictions and social distancing. If still on track, on June 14th, we'll advance to stage 4. We hope we can open up the stage even more in mid-June. In stage 4, face coverings will be optional, and social gatherings of up to 250 people may take place. And large venues may open with adherence to social distancing guidelines. State government buildings will reopen to the public. Professional office building employees may resume work at full capacity. Retail stores, malls open at full capacity. Bar seating and restaurants may open at 50% capacity. Cultural, entertainment, and tourism may open at 50% capacity. This includes museums and zoos and bowling alleys and aquariums and the like facilities. Recreational sports and leagues and tournaments may resume. And amusement parks, water parks, and like facilities may open at 50% capacity. Our goal is to have all areas of the state reach stage 5 beginning July 4th. Even in stage 5, we will continue to do social distancing, but conventions, sports events, fairs, festivals, the state fair, and like events may resume, and remote work will still, of course, be optional. Retail stores, malls, restaurants, bars, nightclubs, gyms, and personal services may operate at full capacity. Restrictions will be lifted at amusement parks, water parks, and like facilities. At this time of the stages, we will decide how to approach the next school year. So Hoosiers, this is our 5-stage plan to get Indiana back on track. You can read more about this at backontrack.in.gov. As life starts to slowly return to that new normal, will require constant vigilance from all of us as we lift restrictions and more people return to work, visit a store or restaurant, and participate in more activities. The number of COVID-19 cases will likewise increase. If we cannot continue to meet our 4 guiding principles, all or portions of the state may need to pause or even return to an earlier phase of our stay-at-home order. In other words, this is up to each and every one of us, all of us.